You're with Monitor. I'm Henry Morgan, sitting in today for Ed McMahon. Besides death and taxes, baseball is as inevitable as spring. And nobody knows more about that than Monitor's Joe Garagiola. Joe's down in Florida at the spring training camps, and he'll have an interview for us later in the half hour with Buzzy Bavezzi, the vice president and general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's about Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale and their contracts. And my favorite baseball quote of the week also comes from manager Wes Westrum of the New York Mets on how he hopes to inspire his team. Mr. Westrum said, quote, "I'm going to tell the players that baseball is a serious game." So's love, says Connie Francis.
Come on, baby, let's tell all the people we found a way to handle the blues. Let's get together and just start a rumor that everyone will think is news. Love is warm, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. Come on, baby, let's tell all the people that love is such a wonderful thing. Let's get together and just start a notion that everybody else can sing. Love is warm, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. Come on, baby, let's tell all the people that love will never pass you by. Let's get together and just start a habit that everybody else can try. Love is warm, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you.
What time do you have?
8:10.
Thank you. Is this bus usually on time? How come you smoke Chesterfield King?
How come? Well, when I first met Byron at a party at Russell and Ethel's house, he took out this pack of Chesterfield King and said, "Try one, my dear. You can't get this kind of taste anyplace else." So I tried a Chesterfield King, and I agreed. Then later...
Why do Chesterfield people like the taste of their cigarettes so much? Don't ask.
Nobody's got the taste of a Chesterfield King.
Dacron by DuPont, A Man's Way to Look Great, Stay Neat, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. A performance by Alan Sherman in just 1 minute.
What do you wear to look great?
What do you wear to stay neat?
What do you wear? What do you wear?
Dacron, A Man's Way to Look Great, Stay Neat.
How do you know your suit is tops?
How do you know you feel your best?
How do you know? How do you know?
Dacron, A Man's Way to Look Great, Stay Neat.
Wrinkles have it a chance when your suit's got Dacron.
Trouser creases last when your suit's got Dacron.
What styles, what colors, the best in the land.
The finest of fabrics in every top brand.
What's a man look for to get a fine suit?
What's a man ask for when he buys a suit?
What do you look for? What do you ask for?
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to look great, stay neat.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron polyester by Timely Clothes. at your favorite store now. And now, from one of his nightclub appearances, that master of the parody, Alan Sherman.
Mommy and Dad are never nervous or mad when you teenagers go downtown. Daddy and Mom just stay at home and keep calm and watch the Late Late Show uptown. 'Cause when you kids are gone, we get to spend some time alone here. That's our only chance to use the bathtub or the phone here when you're away. Besides, we're stuck where we are because you kids took our money, you kids took our car, and went downtown. Where can you possibly?
Downtown.
It's 20 after 3.
Downtown.
What do you mean by let's brew? You don't come home till 4 a.m. 'cause you're roaming in the street somewhere. Downtown, we would feel swell if only someone would tell us what goes on down there.
Downtown,
but every time we ask you what you're doing after dark there, you just say that you were proving to Petula Clark there. That's what I mean. So kids, give your folks a break, because you're driving us crazy. We sit here all night and take pills down, swallowing pills so we'll collision. There goes the car. Beside that, you've been arrested, so we've got to get up and we've got to get dressed and go downtown. Borrow a car and go
downtown.
That's where you are, you've been
downtown.
Wait till I get you kids home. There'll be no more fruiting, no swing, no jerk, no mashed potato, no slop. Now take them out. You're going to stay home tomorrow night. And your mother and I are going downtown. And we're going to dance the tango and the waltz and the foxtrot. And we're going to do the funny hug.
Monitor on stage with Alan Sherman, who will be featured again tomorrow. And now a word about timely suits. Here is a timely suggestion. A lightweight suit of Dacron polyester and worsted wool by Timely Clothes. Cool, handsome, carefree. And with Timely Clothes' great American fashion look and exclusive balanced tailoring, a Timely Clothes lightweight looks better longer. Stop by your Timely Clothes dealer now. See the wide choice of textures, including the new silky look with Dacron.
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to look great, stay neat.
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to look great, stay neat. It's been said that by 1970, the computer will be an inescapable part of everybody's business life, okay. But I want no part of it in my personal life. May I talk about that a little bit in, say, a minute? Good. Just stay where you are, and that's On the Monitor Beacon.
Here is a grand opening special from Bergeron Plymouth, your new Plymouth and Valiant dealer at 3525 Veterans Highway. Super values on Valiants, only $18.95. That's right, just $18.95. And that price includes heater, padded dash, outside mirror, backup lights, and lots more. Plus the longest, strongest new car warranty in the industry. And here's a big Bergeron Extra, only $1.95, adds air conditioning. Big Valiant selection, but better hurry to Bergeron Plymouth, almost next door to Lakeside Shopping Center. Bergeron wants your business. They'll trade to get it and work hard to keep it.
Monitor here. This is Henry Morgan. I saw a man the other day in one of those big buildings that look like a giant computer. And this man was working on a job by hand because the automation at this place was obviously a little off. He had a stack of those cards that go into the machine, only they clearly didn't fit in the machine. He had a big scissors and he was clipping them one by one down to the proper size. You and I get those cards in the mail, the ones that say, don't fold, mutilate, or spindle. I don't even know how to spindle. And this week, automation was put in at Aqueduct Racetrack. You put your money down in a machine, not at the window. And I guess a card comes out and it either says, you lose, or you weigh 237 pounds, go home. The first automated bar in the world is in London. Customers select their drinks by number. A computer notes the choice and adds up the bill, but a waiter still has to tote the drinks around. At New York's Lincoln Center, there were long delays in getting ticket orders out. The trouble was spotted, and finally a letter went out to the subscribers, and it said the ticket handling system was going to be improved by substituting a manual process for the automated system that had been in use. I guess we're going to have to start worrying about what to do with machines that are replaced by people. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
Want to be hot and sticky again next summer? Of course not. Then get Bryant Whole House Air Conditioning now at pre-season prices. You can enjoy a cool, comfortable summer for less than you'd think. Bryant dealers are installing 1966 Quiet Line Air Conditioning at 1965 prices. They can fit the payments to your budget. As little as $14.60 a month. It depends on the size of your home. And Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning can be added to any adequate forced air heating system in a matter of hours. Then you'll be all set for summer before summer comes. What's more, Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning reduces dirt, dust, and pollen, and also the heat, humidity, and the stickiness of summer. And because you can keep the windows closed, the house is cleaner and quieter. Play it cool. Call your Bryant dealer. He's in the Yellow Pages. He'll tell you all about the low pre-season prices. Bryant.
Julius La Rosa's new version of the song you're gonna hear from me.
Everyone tells me to know my place, but that ain't the way I play. Why am I daring to show my face? 'Cause I've got something to say. Move over, sun, and give me some sky. I've got some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Make me some room, you people up there on top of the world. I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. Fortune smiles. On the road before me, I'm fortune's child. watch the world over start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be. You'll see. You're gonna hear from
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Joe.
The saga of Drysdale and Koufax is told by Buzzy Bavese. But first, this word from the great American insurance companies.
Hello?
John, I just heard about the fire. Everyone okay?
Yes, Barry, everyone's fine now. But at the time, it wasn't exactly a weenie roast.
I hear the house was a total loss. Were you covered?
Yes, thank heaven. And I was paid in full by Great American Insurance Company. $35,000.
$35,000? That was fast. Good thing you were paying so much for insurance.
Well, I wasn't paying all that much. No more than a lot of guys I know. And they're getting a lot less insurance.
How so?
I had a Great American homeowner's deductible policy. Works just like the deductible on your car insurance. Great American pays everything over the amount of my deductible, according to the terms of my policy. So, I get more coverage for the same money.
Sounds sensible. Where'd you get it?
From an agent who represents Great American Insurance Company. You ought to give him a call. Yeah, he'll give you the lowdown on this great idea from Great American. More insurance without paying any more for it. I ask you, how can you lose with a Great American homeowner's deductible?
Buzzy, tell us the Buzzy Bavese side of this great saga of Drysdale and Koufax.
Well, Joe, there's really no side to it at all. I think you've read the papers or heard it on the radio or watched it on television. You know what the boys' demands were on our. And our offers are somewhat smaller. And I offered the boys what I thought was a rather large amount of money. They were not impressed. However, I was impressed with what they were asking. These are two fine men, Joe. The people over Monitor know this. And I'm very fond of both of them. Donald I've known for 12 years. And I cannot understand why Don is not here. Baseball is in his blood. I'm sure he would be here if he hadn't gone into this, what should we call him, an entry business. Sandy is worth a lot of money, not only to baseball, but on and off the field, he's worth a great deal of money. But we just can't be impractical in this business. We've got to look at it in a reasonable way. What happens to the other 23 players on the club? Am I going to tear their contract up because these boys are so far out of line? No. And I think I will be talking to the boys next week, and I'm sure by that time we will know one way or the other whether Donald and Sandy will be playing baseball.
Buzzy, did you have any idea that something like this was going to come about, an entry-type negotiation, as you call it?
No, of course not, Joe. It's unheard of in baseball or any other business. It's not equitable. One boy must be better than the other. And I just can't see paying them both the same thing. Now, if they want a certain amount of money and split up, it's all right with me.
What was that you said of Koufax?
Well, I believe Sandy's worth more money than Donald. And so I think Donald agrees to this. Now, if Sandy wants to take some of his money and give it to Don, I can't stop him.
The Maury Wills thing seemed to be the typical holdout, Buzzy, where he held out and then you made it and he's here in camp. I would imagine this is going to work out eventually.
Oh, yes. As you know, Maury came in several days ago, and Maury was just being guided by what I told him over the past 5 years. As long as he's negotiating with me, get all you can. And Maury tried to get all he could out of me, and he did.
Is that the Bavese kind of system, Buzzy? I know ballplayers say you're one of the most generous. It's more of a game with you. Get as much as you can. I'm going to get you for what I think is fair.
Absolutely right. When they come into my office, each boy knows that he's going to get his dollar's value, but try to get a little more. If they can, all more power to them. So far, I think I've lost every race.
Buzzy, in closing, you're not any closer now, but you will be talking to Drysdale and Koufax come this week?
Oh, I hope to call him Monday morning, Joe. Yes, both of them.
And are you talking directly to them, or is there a middleman involved?
No, there is a man by the name of Mr. Hayes, whom I have never met or never spoken to. And I think it's best that I continue talking to the boys.
You will be talking to him?
Yeah, to the boys.
Drysdale and Koufax?
Mm, right.
Well, now, we may be back next week for the second chapter in this saga. Is that all right?
Well, like Helen Tran, it goes on forever.
That was Buzzy Bavese, and this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this word for Chrysler. Getting ready and staying ready are two different things. Being prepared for winter was a good idea. And even though we've had some spring-like days, winter isn't over. So staying prepared for winter is a good idea for anyone, especially anyone with a car. My suggestion? A midwinter checkup with certified car care at the place where they do the job and do it right. Your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers.
Joe Garagiola is a regular on Monitor each weekend. I like him because he knows what he's talking about, and he says what he knows with style. During the week, you can catch him Monday through Friday on most of these NBC radio stations. Think big. Join the growing number of engineers who've moved to Airlift Center USA, Lockheed, Georgia. They are getting in on one of the biggest opportunities in aviation today, the C-5A, the largest airlifter in history. So big, it can hold 6 Greyhound buses, or 900 passengers when adapted to commercial operation. These forward-thinking engineers are enjoying the sunshine and pleasant atmosphere of one of the most progressive, active communities in the South, Atlanta, Georgia, a fast-growing cultural and educational center. All the advantages of living in Atlanta, and big opportunity, too. Lockheed C-5A program is bringing in a new era in aviation, and you can be a part of it by writing Lockheed Georgia Company, 834 West Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia. That's Lockheed Georgia Company, 834 West Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Lockheed is an equal opportunity employer. Faith with a tune called Let's Hang On.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Dos.
It's been a lovely evening, Mother. Frank and I are so glad when we can spend an evening with you, aren't we, Frank? Frank? Frank!
No-Dos helps you to be more naturally alert to people and conditions around you. No-Dos keep alert tablets as safe as coffee when you can't afford to be dull.
Sharpen your wits with No-Dos. No-Dos keeps you alert.
Here's another suggestion for you people who are driving. Pay attention to your driving. Forget about personal problems when you're behind the wheel. That's the advice of the National Automobile Dealers Association. You can't drive and do two thinking jobs at once. Safe driving requires your complete concentration. The new car dealer in your neighborhood hopes you'll remember that. This is Henry Morgan. Coming up, NBC Monitor News.